serving the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are in tune to 1510 AM, WWBC, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Hydesville, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches, and FM 94.7.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning. This is your boy, Elder Lewis Gray, coming to you again with another word from the Lord. God is good and he is worthy to be praised. I hope that you have had a wonderful week, and I hope you've had a wonderful weekend. I hope that your family and those that are close to you are doing well. And I trust that God has blessed you throughout the week. Weekend, and as I say every Tuesday, if the Lord woke you up this morning, you owe God a praise. For the scripture says, let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. And if you have breath in your body, you owe God a praise this morning, because God is good and he is worthy to be praised. Good morning to you. Good morning to you, Florida. Good morning to you, Brevard County. Whether you're listening by way of your car, your office, your home, good morning to you. Good morning to you that may be watching by way of Facebook. Again, it is a honor to come before you. I don't treat this lightly, because every time I come before the people of God, amen, I know that it is a solemn duty. And so I come for no other reason than to lift up the name of Jesus, for no other reason than to give him glory and to give him honor and to give him praise. Sending a shout out to my pastor, Pastor Barbara Kimbrough, who is the pastor of our church here in the great city of Coco, Florida, True Pentecostal Community Temple Church of the Apostolic Faith, located here in the great city of Coco, Florida. Pastor Barbara Kimbrough, we want you to come out to our services. Pick one. We have our Sunday school service begins at 10 a.m. Our Sunday morning services begin around 11:40, 11:45-ish. Our Tuesday night Bible studies begin at 7 p.m. And our Thursday night youth services begin at 7 p.m. as well. So pick a night. Come out. We come to lift up the name of Jesus. We come to give him glory. We come to give him honor. And we come to give him praise. I am confident that once you come, you will feel the presence of the Lord, because we lift up the name of Jesus. That's the reason we come to church, is to give him glory, to give him honor, and to give him praise. Sending a shout out to her husband, President Charlie Kimbrough. I love you, sir, as well as our pastor, and as well to my wife, Minister Frieda Gray, who is on the job. Good morning to you, honey, as well. I love you. And so, without further ado, we're going to go into the word of the Lord, because again, half hour just goes by so quickly, and before you know it's time for us to wrap up. And so we want to get into the word of the Lord. I'm kind of going to move away from the law today. I feel like encouraging somebody, because I believe that somebody within the sound of my voice needs some encouragement. And I want to, if you will, go with me to the book of Joshua. The very first book of, first chapter of Joshua, I should say. And I preached this message a couple of weeks back. Amen. And I'm going to use a different topic today. And it comes from Joshua 1. And I'm going to read into your ears. Amen. 9 verses. I'm going to do this very quickly, but I want you to get the gist of what I'm trying to say this morning. And the Bible lets us know in Joshua 1, it says, now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, into the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even into the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded. Turn thee not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Hallelujah. Dear gracious Father, we thank you for the word that we have heard on this morning. God, we're praying that you be with me. Speak through me and to me as I render a word unto your people, God, for I too need to be encouraged. For I hear Paul saying, but I keep it under my body and bring it under subjection, lest that by any means when I preached unto others, I find myself to be a castaway. Lord, I'm praying today, God, that you be with me, that I may give a word. I decrease so that you will increase. And I pray that this word will fall on good ground in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. I want to deal from a subject. Amen. You are not alone. Amen. Walk in the promises that God has given you. You are not alone. Amen. Walk in the promises in which God has given you. Amen. The book of Joshua opens, amen, with the Israelites. They're along the east bank of the Jordan River. Amen. They're on the very edge of the promised land. Amen. And after almost 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, they are on the brink, amen, of moving into the promises of God. They're on the brink. They're on the edge. The scripture says that for us to be not weary in well-doing, but we shall reap in due season if we faint not. Somebody's on the edge of their promise today. Somebody's on the brink of their promise. And you feel as though you want to give up. You want to throw in the towel. But can I tell you that at the moment that you want to give up, the moment that you want to faint, I tell you, don't faint. Because God is going on the brink of doing something new in your life. Don't give up. Don't give up. Hold on. Hold out. If we look at this particular scripture, they had wandered in the wilderness for almost 40 years. They had seen a lot of things. They had seen people die because of their unbelief. They had seen their mothers and fathers, amen, die. They had seen they had lost some things. There were wars and different things, hallelujah. People that they had to fight against, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah. They were coming out of Egypt. They had been wandering. They were tired. But they were on the brink of their promise. Can I tell somebody today, you have seen a lot of things. You've lost some stuff. Amen. But God is telling you, don't give up. Amen. Because you're on the brink of your promise. You're on the brink of receiving everything that God has for you. You got to think that you're here today for a purpose. You're here today for a purpose. If you're alive, you are here today for a purpose. There are many people that are in the cemeteries today that died
and their promise died with them. And so he says unto Joshua, arise, go over this Jordan. I'm talking to somebody today. Arise, go over the obstacles that the enemy has placed in your life. There should be no more excuses. No more I can't. No more that, well, this is in my way. No more I don't have an education. No more, well, you don't understand what I'm going through. The Lord wants me to tell somebody within the sound of my voice, and you know who you are. Hallelujah. You are not alone. Walk in the promises in which God has promised you. See, we're here for a purpose. And whenever, and you can, you know what, you got to ask God, what is my purpose? What is it that you desire me to do? There's some things, hallelujah, that if we consult God and ask him, Lord, what is it that you want me to do? God will speak back to you. He will speak back to you. And see, sometimes in our purpose lies our promise. Once we know what we're here to do, maybe it's God is calling you to start a business. Maybe God is wanting you to start a ministry. But God is saying that I will provide. Your provisions is in your purpose. I'm going to provide while you're walking in your purpose in order for you to receive your promise. You are not alone. You're not doing this by yourself. Moses is dead. Hallelujah. And now it's Joshua's turn. And it's Joshua's going to lead the people into the promised land. There are some things that God is saying that you're wondering, why has it taken me this long to get to this place and I've still not received my promise? God is saying there's some things, there was a process that I had to take you through. See, sometimes we are not willing to go through the process in order to receive the promise. But sometimes we have to allow God to take us through the process in order to get us to the promise. There's some things that God has to rid us of. God has to get some things out of our lives in order for us to be able to receive the promise. See, there were some things as the children of Israel were coming out of Egypt. There were some unbelievers, those that were 20 and over, because they did not believe God. See, they would have received the promise years earlier. You know the story how Moses, he sent out the 12, and God tells them to go into the land. The land in which I have already given you. And I want you to see, amen, to what the land be like. Whether it be filled with all kinds of fruit. Whether there be people there. But don't worry about what you see. I just want you to give a report because I've already given you the land. But you know the story how 10 came back and gave a bad report. Say, I believe you, God. It was just like you said, but there's giants in the land. I don't believe that we can have the land. There are some things that God spoke to you years ago, but because of unbelief, because of laziness, hallelujah, because of doubt, because of fear, you're not where you're supposed to be. Amen. Because of some people that didn't believe that you could do what God says that you could do. Some people that talked you out of your blessings. See, there were people in Moses' day that did not allow Joshua and Caleb to get into the promised land earlier because of their unbelief. They saw what God had for them, but they didn't believe that they could have. There's some things that God has been showing you for years. You know who you are. God been telling you to start your own business years ago. But because of doubt and fear, and because you've allowed other people to speak into your life, negativity, you've not received the promise. But sometimes God has got to weed those people out. Get them out of your life. There's some stuff that God had to get out of your life to bring you to the point where you are right now. And so God is positioning you to walk into your promise. Oh, I wish you would tell yourself today, God is positioning me to walk into my promise. Hallelujah. And to know that I am not alone. And so he has to encourage Joshua that I know that you have been relying on Moses. But you got to understand it was me that was with Moses. See, we look at other people as being our source. But we've got to look at God as being the one that's going to either make us or break us. Man cannot do anything for you. Now, I know we're going to need some people in order for us to get to where we're going, but God will place those people in our lives. But it is God that's really going to be doing the orchestrating. And so you've got to believe God for your healing. Amen. That's why when Jesus, he went to Jairus' house and there were people that were filled with doubt, he had to put the doubters out. God is positioning you to place you in a position where those that have doubted you all your life, those that have doubted that you can be what God says you can be. Hallelujah. But God is preparing a table before you in the presence of your enemy. Hallelujah. He says, arise, go over this Jordan. Whatever obstacles in your way, know that through God, you will prevail. Know that through God, you will succeed. It doesn't matter what the obstacles the enemy places in front of you. If God be for you, who can be against you? We've got to know that God is the person that we ought to rely on. It is God that we ought to be able to put our trust in. Jesus, hallelujah. Jesus, through Jesus we can do anything. He says, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even unto the children of Israel. You see, God had promised this way back in the days of Abraham that he was going to give his people a land that floweth with milk and honey. Well, I'm talking to somebody today. God has promised you a healing. You got to, it doesn't matter what the doctor says. It doesn't matter what report he has given. You got to stand on the word of God. Look what he says. He said, every place that the sole of your feet, your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even until the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, until the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. See, you need to take, hallelujah, and just insert your name with there. As I was with Moses, so is God going to be with me. He says that as long as I'm with you, no man will be able to stand against thee. And you know what? When he says, arise, get up, that means to take a little step towards your promise. Every day, you ought to do something that leads you to your promise. The scripture says in Isaiah 28, 10 through 13, he said, for precept must be upon precept, line upon line, line upon line. Here a little, there a little. We do it by taking one step at a time. Every day you get up, you ought to take a step towards your promise. If it's your own business, just begin to get online. How do I apply for business license? What are the steps I need to take? You got to get up. You got to rise. We come into church every Sunday and we shout about what God is getting ready to do. But then come Monday, we don't take any steps to making it come forward. But God says there are no more excuses. It's time to go forward. It's time to be your own business owner. It's time to walk in the ministry in which God has called you. It's time to walk in your ministry. It's time to walk in your healing. It's time to walk in your deliverance. Because God said that when you arise and you begin to walk in it, how do I begin to walk in it? I begin to believe the word of God that I'm not just going to sit here. I'm not just going to lie here and do nothing. But I'm going to believe the word of God. I'm going to believe that God is going to bring me out of my situation. He's going to bring me into my promise. To know that God, know that I am not alone. See, sometimes we think that we're doing it by ourselves. We think that we're all alone. But see, when you begin to make a move, when you begin to walk, God will walk with you. Because God, amen, is for you. If God be for you, who can be against you? Pastor preached the other day, amen, we need to walk in our authority in a sense. Hallelujah. We've got to walk in the authority that God has given us. Hallelujah. Not so that we will get the glory, but God through us will get the glory. You see, God was bringing them into the land of the Israelites to show God was bringing the Israelites into the promised land to show all the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, all of those that were in the land of a God that they serve. See, when God blesses you, he blesses you, amen, to bring glory to him, not to bring glory to yourself. And so we wonder why when I talked about the process earlier, you see, the process, amen, is to let others know that you don't look like what you've been through. Amen. And that all the stuff that you went through was so that God could get the glory. Can I tell somebody today, you've gone through some of the stuff that you've gone through. It's taken you this long, hallelujah, to get other people out of your life. So to show the other people they're not the reason for your success. Amen. But it was through God. There are people that are no longer with you. Hallelujah. God wanted to show you that they were never for you. Hallelujah. And that you didn't need them to be successful. See, God put out all of those that were 20 and over, unbelievers, to let the people know, hallelujah, that you've got to get rid of some folks that don't believe like you believe. You've got to still believe. Now, this is 40 years later. They're getting ready to go into their promise. Can I tell you that it's never too late for God to bring you into your promise? You're never too old for God to bring you to where you're supposed to be. Somebody say, well, I've gotten too old now. No. Hallelujah. God is getting ready to bless you. They were on the edge of their promise. And he says that every step, every soul that your feet shall tread upon, he said that I have given you. It's time to walk in the promises of God. God wanted him to know, Joshua, that I am with you. He says, be strong and of good courage. He says that as I was with Moses, I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and be of good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto your father to give them. He said, but the only thing I want you to do is be strong and be courageous. That thou may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded. You know what? You ought to read the word of God every single day. Because the enemy is going to come every day to discourage you. He's going to come and tell you you can't do it. You're not healed. Your children's never going to be saved. They're never going to do this. You're never going to do that. But you know where you find encouragement? It's in the word of God. Hallelujah. Sometimes you can't look for others to encourage you. You've got to encourage yourself. Hallelujah. You've got to say to yourself, self, I'm going to make it. Self, I'm going to be a success. Self, I'm going to be healed. Self, I'm going to be a business owner. Self, I see greatness. Hallelujah. Self, my ladder shall be greater than my former. Self, God's getting ready to pour out some rain. Oh, you ought to tell yourself, I'm on the brink of my promise. They were on the brink of crossing Jordan. They were on the brink of walking in their promised land. And you know, when they were going into their promise, they were not alone. I'm talking to somebody today. Whether you're on Facebook or whether you're in your cars or where you're today, God told me, wants me to let you know that I'm with you. You are not alone. God said, but what I want you to do is arise, get up, hallelujah, and walk in your promise. You ought to begin to walk in your promise. You know, when you begin to walk, hallelujah, glory be to God, you ought to walk with style. Hallelujah, you ought to walk like you're going somewhere. You ought to walk like you. Amen. I preached a message one day, hallelujah, and I told the saints of God, come down the red carpet, hallelujah. You ought to tell yourself, I've got a red carpet, hallelujah. Amen. My naysayers got to watch me walk the red carpet, hallelujah. Those that doubted me, those that said that he'll never do this, God, that she'll never do that, she'll never accomplish that. Amen. Tell yourself, get the red carpet out. Hallelujah. You ought to walk with a strut. Hallelujah. Not, the songwriter said, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. Not in myself, and the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. My boast is in the Lord. Hallelujah. Because I know that God is with me. And when you know that God is with you, you can't fail. Hallelujah. God don't birth failures, God, but he births successes, God. He said, look what he says. He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of the mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, but that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. God said that as long as I'm in this word, as long as I believe what the word of God says, hallelujah, I'm going to be a success. The only way we can fail is we can be like those 10 spies that doubt what God says. God said, the land I've given you, all you got to do is walk in it. Believe me. Believe that God said that you're the head and not the tail. God said that you're the lender and not the borrower. Hallelujah. So I come to tell somebody today, amen, that God said that you're not alone. And you ought to rise, get up, and walk in your promises. Begin to believe that what God says, I can do. I'm going to leave you with this scripture. The scripture lets us know that I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. You can do anything you want to in this life, long as you know that God is with you. I'm not out of word, but I'm out of time. Until next week, amen. Let you know that you are not alone. Walk in your promises. You be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.
We here at True Pentecostal Community and Church invite you out to our services, which are as follows. On Sunday morning, our Sunday school services begin at 10 a.m. Our Sunday morning services begin at 11:40. And due to the COVID-19, our weekday services begin at 6 p.m., which our Bible studies are on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. And our youth services are on Thursdays at 6 p.m. as well. And we trust that you'll come out and have a high time and worship the Lord with us. Our church is located at 16 South Wilson here in the great city of Cocoa, Florida. You be blessed throughout the week.
Come on, fill the worship with praises. Learn how to give God praise with all of your might. Everything that's within you.